Today is a day of your visitation. Today is a day of your miracles and wonders. Today is a day of turning things around for your people. Lord, as we worship you, Lord, touch your people one by one. Visit your people in their areas of needs, one by one, without exception. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you adorations. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let us put hands together for the Lord. Today is not a day for sermon. It's not a day for long messages. I just want to give a very short exhortation, and then we're going to round up another session of worship. Today, as you all know, is our All Worship Sunday. And we have decided once in a quarter, every year, we are going to be observing All Worship Sunday, where we are just going to come and just worship the Lord. And I will just ask a question this morning: what is worship? What is worship? John chapter 4, verse 23. It says that God seeks those who want to worship. Said the time has come, and now is, that those who worship God. John chapter 4, verse 23. John chapter 4, verse 23. That those who worship God will worship him in spirit and in truth. For Father seeketh such to worship. What is worship? Worship is the constant hunger of God. It is the constant desire of God. It is the constant requirement by God, or expecting of God from his people. And I just want to say three things about worship this morning, and then we'll go again and worship God. The first thing I want to say is that worship is the ultimate reference. Worship is what? Ultimate reference. When you see an elder in Yoruba land, if you are a man, what do? You prostrate. What are you trying to do? You are trying to reference him. If you are a lady, what do? You kneel down. What are you doing, in essence? You are trying to reference him. If you walk past an elderly person in our culture, and you are a man, you do not bow down or bend down or greet, because they believe that you have not given him the proper rep. He may not have money. He may not be educated. But the fact that he's older than you, he expects you to give him reference. When people are in a position of authority, even when he's a younger person, what do you say? You say, sir or ma. Not because the person is older than you, but you are referencing the position that person occupies. So, but in terms of God, God expects that we should reference him as our maker. So if we give reference to people, if you give reference to position, if you give reference to authority, the ultimate reference is worship. And you see, one thing about reference is that it breeds reward. When you give people reference, you reference a position, you reference an authority, the authority has a way of recognizing or rewarding you. That's why people, position authority, they reward their loyalists. Go and look around. Now, there's a displeasure that's going away now among the political office holders. This is a time they now begin to look for those they want to reward because they're about leaving offices. Those who are reference, them. So reference breeds reward. So when you do not give ultimate reference, and you are asking, and the only thing you are asking for is just request. Request without reference leads to frustration. Somebody was saying that if you want to reach God, you send prayer requests. When you get to the throne of God, prayer requests may have to wait for appointment time to see God. It may have to fill appointment register. And God say, okay, in 3 days' time, you can come and meet, I will answer that prayer. So he said that the person said prayer requests sometimes we have to fill appointment form to see God. You use prayers, you use fasting. Fasting may have to wait for an appointed time to see God. But when you worship, it does not lock the door, it just goes straight to the throne of God. So when you want to approach God expressly, come through worship. Because worship does not see appointment register. He does not see the protocol officer. He does not see the personal assistant. He does not wait for the ministry angel to talk to the Father. He goes straight to the heart of the Father. Because God seeks those to worship. So worship is the ultimate reference. When you look at the book of Matthew chapter 4 verse 8 to 9, let's look at it. Matthew chapter 4. Can you project for me Matthew chapter 4? Or maybe somebody will read it for me. Matthew chapter 4. As somebody find you, I should read it from here. From 9 to 10. Okay, see here. Go to verse 9. And said unto me, him, all these things will I give you if you will fall down and worship me. Listen, who was talking here? Who was he talking to? All these things I will give you on one condition. What's that condition? If you just fall down and worship me. Devil rewards people who worship him. How much more God? And then what? Look at the answer of Jesus. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee, Satan. Get hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and he only shall you serve. Reference breeds reward. What did I say? It breeds reward. Satan told Jesus, everything you want, I will give unto you on one condition. If only you can further worship me. If Satan will say that, how much more God? The answer to our prayers is worship. The answer to our fasting is worship. The answer to our commitment is worship. Because worship is the ultimate reference. And reference breeds reward. If there's somebody this morning who has come to give God the ultimate reference, you can reference elders, you can reference parents, you can reference religious leader, you can reference pastor, you can reference position and authority, but the ultimate reference belongs to God, and that is worship. And secondly, I want to say, worship is the ultimate submission. You can submit to people above you. You can submit to people under whom you are placed. But there is ultimate submission. When you worship God, you're always saying that, look, I submit to your sovereignty. And when you submit, you are not asking the person that, look, your authority is higher than mine. Therefore, I want your own authority to actually make a way for me. Let me tell you, no, even in spiritually, do you know that now, Brother Tunde, if he wants to, he can pray. No, he can pray for me as the pastor of this church. Do you know that? Sister Kende can pray for me as the pastor of this church. Do you know that? But it will be an aberration for Sister Kende to come forward and I will kneel down before him and will lay his hand upon me and to pray for me. It is scripturally and swearly not correct. But she can come here and kneel down and I lay my hands upon her. I pray for her. It's a kind of submission to higher authority. She can also pray for me, but I cannot go before her and kneel down and say, pray for me. That only happens when a pastor has fallen and is being restored. Then that kneel down, the church will now pray for him so that I can then come back and mount the pulpit. Are you listening to me? So when you worship, you are submitted to the authority of God. And so when you refuse to worship, you are refusing to submit. And when you not submit, you are debarring God from taking over from higher realm. God cannot take over your case because you have not submitted your papers to him. You have not submitted your agenda to him. You are still holding on to your own ways. I was telling people during night, we had night vigil last Friday. And the passage I want to read, actually, that I read that night vigil, actually explained that Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 to 14. We'll go to verse 15. Joshua chapter 5. Let's read it. You see the submission we are talking about, the ultimate submission we are talking about here. Now, and start from verse 13, please. From verse 13. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said unto him, are you for us or for our adversaries? Now look at verse 14. And he said, no, but as the captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come? And what Joshua did, Joshua fell down on his face to her. And what? And did worship. When Joshua saw the symbolism of God, Bible says he did what? He fell down and worshiped. And when Joshua did that one, then God said, now I took over. I've taken over, rather. You know, after that, no, they were before Jericho here. They wanted to go to the promised land, and Jericho was standing ahead of them. They didn't know how to go about it. I believe they must have prayed. I believe they could have cried unto God. They could have done so many. They were confused. They didn't know how to go about it. They knew what to do, but they didn't know how to do it. If there is somebody who said this morning, you are confused about some things. You actually know what to do, but you don't know how to do it. As you worship God today, you submit to him. God will take over. He will want to do it for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Immediately Joshua fell down to worship. If you go to the next chapter, chapter 6, we are not going to read it. What happened? Okay, maybe you should read it. Chapter 6. Now, go to chapter 6, the next chapter after that. Chapter 6, verse 1 of Joshua. Now Jericho was straight, shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Verse 2. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into your hands Jericho and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor. Verse 3.
and ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round, and thus and go round about city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. Now, what am I saying? After Joshua gave the ultimate submission, he didn't need to work bother about the army again. He didn't need the mighty men of valor again. He didn't need the men of war again. God just took over. And without shooting an arrow, without firing a shot, the wall of Jericho. What was the precedent factor? Worship. Joshua submitted. He worshiped. And as he worshiped, God took over his battle. As you worship God this morning, God is taking over your case. He's taking over your battle. He's getting over your concern. All the things you want to do, you know what to do, but you don't know how to do it. God himself will work it out for you. As you worship today in the mighty name of Jesus. And the third thing I'm going to say because of my time is that worship is the ultimate service. Worship is what? It's the ultimate service. When you serve to meet a need, to bring about, to fulfill actually a yearning. There is an hunger. There is a need. There is a void. But you render service to meet that needs. And when you render, that's what happened. There is satisfaction. Am I right? So I want to also say, as I said, that reference breeds reward. Submission. What did he bring to Joshua? He brought to him success. Am I right? Because they wanted to go, but they did not couldn't get there. But after he submitted, then the success was what became his. Also, service brings satisfaction. But the ultimate service is worship. Revelation chapter 4, verse 10 to 11. Let us look at it. Revelation chapter 4, verse 10 to 11. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, thou art worthy, O Lord, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are
and were created.
Thou art worthy.
Thou art worthy.
For his pleasure. And God cannot have that pleasure when there's no worship. He wants you, he wants me to worship him so that he can be happy, so that he can be satisfied. If you make God to be satisfied, why will he not satisfy you? Do you know that when people are happy, they bless you from the depth of their heart? Have you ever asked the question, why did Isaac need to go and tell Esau to go and look for what? Venison. He wanted to be happy. so that he can bless him from the depth of his heart. Let me tell you, so fear two things. When somebody bless you from the depth of joy, that person has emptied his virtue into you. And that is why also, when somebody also curses from the depth of sorrow, you see some women, a young man, I just presented a young lady and said, I'm not the one. Say, okay, don't worry. He now gives back to the child and puts his finger on the blood and put it on his mouth and curse the man. Because he has done from the death of sorrow, demons, it attracts negative power. The same thing with God. When something is said from the depth of joy, it attracts the ministry angels. Are you listening to me? So, when you make God to be happy, he just releases things to you. And that is what we are saying here. What are people looking for in this world today? You are working, but you are not being rewarded. And we answer share anyone, JJ Liri. The reward is not coming. And you are not lazy. But God is the God of reward. Give God the ultimate reference. You see the reward. What the devil promised Jesus? Everything in this world. So everything you are looking for, worship God. He will release unto you. People are looking for success. They are looking for progress. They are looking for advancement. When Joshua submitted in worship, the advancement, the success, the progress, only for he got on the plateau of God. Reference your God to get your reward. Submit to him to have your success. Serve him to have your satisfaction. And all these are encapsulated in worship. So this morning, I want to charge you. Anytime you get to the end of your wits, just go to God in worship. Anytime you are confused, you are disturbed, you are dumbfounded, you don't even know what to say, forget about saying anything. Just go to God in worship. And this morning, as we continue worship, my God, who has all the reward in heaven and on earth, that thing you have been expecting, the Lord will reward you. Amen. You have been looking for an advancement. As you submit to God in worship this morning, the Lord will give you that success. Amen. You have been discontented. You have been unhappy. You have been dissatisfied. As you worship God in a form of service this morning, the Lord is going to satisfy you. So I want us to welcome God again in a mood of worship and let God do that which only him can do in your life. Let heavens be open. Let heavens be open. In the mighty name of Jesus, those who are discontented, those who are in sorrow, those who are in trauma, those who are dissatisfied, as we continue in worship this morning, let their call be full with satisfaction. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we submit to you again in worship this morning, let the success, advancement, progress, breakthrough that has eluded your people, let them receive on the platter of gold in the mighty name of Jesus. As you reference with this morning, every form of reward, every form of return that your people have been expecting, that they have been longing, they have been thirsting for, let them receive this morning as we reference in worship in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we worship. You have served God in worship this morning.
the Lord will grant your heart satisfaction. Because you are gladdening the heart of the Father. Your Heavenly Father, my Heavenly Father. Because you are gladdening heart this morning. The Lord will take sorrow away from your heart. The Lord will give you joy. The Lord will give you satisfaction. The Lord will give you progress. Things that you need and that you have asked. Things that you need and you have not asked. The Lord will grant them unto you today in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not go back home today empty-handed. Your car will be filled and will run over. The Lord will attend to your concern. The Lord, the lifter of heaven, will lift your head. The Lord will make a way for you where there is no way. The Lord will bring down every barrier before you. The Lord will advance you on the plane of acceleration. The Lord will give you a new testimony. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. For in Jesus' name, we are praying.